Com.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Hope you aren't intending to go on a cruise anytime soon. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but are you watching what's happening off the coast of San Diego? What a way to start, huh? That's how we roll around here. We zig and zag all over the place. Sometimes we tug along, if you know what I mean, if you get the reference. We've got some political fallout. Joe Miller in Alaska, not happy. He's going to file suit for whatever that's worth. And because there's no determination yet as to whether or not he's got that seat, that Senate seat, or Lisa Murkowski with the write-in votes goes all the way over the top and ends up being the next senator from Alaska. I mean, that one is going to come down to the 11th hour, let's face it. In the meantime, the president is still in India finishing what's left up of the business in Mumbai and surrounding areas, but it makes you wonder, there were some protests over Bhopal. Remember what happened with the terrible accident there, the Union Carbide accident. And, of course, they were bought up by Dow. A lot of protesters screaming, do something, clean up the chemicals, because they've just been sitting there for however many years. It's been now 20-some years. Before we veer too far off track, though, let's start here. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier has been dumping supplies on the decks of the Carnival Splendor. Why? Well, you got 3,300 passengers, 1,200 crew, and you've got a boat that is dead in the water. It was stranded about 150 miles or so west of Ensenada, and they lost power. They had no lights, obviously, no hot food. The toilets weren't working. Disaster. So Carnival Cruise Lines tried to do what they could right away, called the government. You got a ship out there. So the USS Ronald Reagan wasn't too far away, and they started to make waves to get there. So here's what the bottom line is. The Reagan reached the Splendor late on Tuesday morning, and even more deliveries were made. And of course, like I said, the helicopter drops, which was canned food and blankets and supplies. Any supplies they didn't get before the sun went down, too bad, that was it, and they had to wait till Wednesday. You had lots of sailors lining up on the deck of the Reagan, handing off boxes of water and frozen bread and sandwich meat and granola bars and paper plates and all that kind of stuff. You know, they always say it is about the food on the cruise. This is kind of a different experience, I think, for these people. What happened is there was an engine fire that broke out early on Monday morning, and it killed everything in that ship pretty much. So they were able to get the fire out, but then it shut down the electrical works and then some. So no passengers or crew people were injured. And they don't even know the cause of the fire at this point, or when repairs could be fixed once the ship is actually back in port. I think right now for Carnival Cruise Line, they're trying to put out a disaster of their own. They're just trying to make sure people are fed and have blankets and have water and have bathroom use and all that sort of stuff and feel comfortable, because they're getting them as fast as they can to Ensenada, and then they're going to bus them up to Los Angeles. That's what the plan is anyway. But it's a little bit slow going. It's going to take them about 24 hours to do that, because you got to think about this. How big is this boat? How much does this boat weigh? How many tons, in other words? And you have to apply the mathematics to it all and multiply it, and that's what you would get, how long it would take. So I figure it's going to be about 24 hours or so. Anyway, the ship's itinerary would have been, it was a Mexican Riviera cruise. It would have stopped in Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas. No stopping in any of those places, and there wasn't any service either. There was no phones and all that kind of stuff on board. So what a mess, what a nightmare that was. In fact, right at the top, we'll let you hear from Lieutenant Commander Rick Foster, who gives you a little bit more on the towing.
There are two ocean-going tugs that are en route to the cruise ship, which will tow it into port.
Yeah, that's it. Ensenada, like I said, is the landing spot for this cruise ship now, the Splendor, and it couldn't be a bigger nightmare. There's about 50 jokes I have piled up waiting to throw out at you throughout this show. I practiced a few of them, so maybe they'll hit their mark. We need Al from Canada to call. I'm sure he's got a good one up his sleeve. All right, since we're talking about problems and disasters, first with a cruise ship, then an AirTran flight had to make an emergency landing. Now it's come out about this because of smoke in the aircraft. It did happen over the weekend. It was leaving from New Orleans and headed to Milwaukee. It had about 65 people on board. They saw a small smoke coming out, and a small amount of smoke started to come up, and the captain declared an emergency, immediately diverted the flight to Memphis, and then they got the passengers on a flight the next day back to Milwaukee. You know, this is the thing. People ask me all the time, what do you think about flying? I think the worst thing about flying now is not the danger of the flight, because it is true, if you look at the odds of other things happening to you, how you could lose your life or be injured or whatever, certainly there are probably 25 things that are more dangerous than flying. The thing I don't like about traveling is now the frisk that you have to undergo, the enhanced pat-downs at the airports. It's like you have a choice. The lesser of two evils, which one do I want to do? Or do I not want to travel at all? Because you have, of course, the x-ray machine. And if you don't want and that's in some places. And if you don't want that, you have the alternative of the enhanced pat-downs, and it is pretty brutal. I mean, no exaggeration. What's being described and how upset people are getting, I think that it's dead on wrong how far the TSA has gone, and yet we have all these other things happening where people are able to circumvent the system. And how much safer do you think you are by patting down a woman with two kids or a grandmother or a guy who looks like he could barely tie his shoes, let alone have some kind of underwear bomb or something else that he's carrying on board? Just absolutely ridiculous. So that would be my answer to flying. It's not about the pilots, the flight, the possibilities, the crazy what-ifs that might go through your mind, the fear of flying, but it's the not wanting to go through the hoops that you have to go through now when you go to the airport anymore, because it's, I think it's way, way, way over the top. You might agree, you might disagree. Here's the number, 800-259-5791, because I know a lot of people are traveling over the holidays. Thanksgiving is a big time. Of course, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that wrapped into one. This is a heavy, heavy time for flights to get back to family members. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the charges that have been dropped in the CIA tapes case. And what does that mean? And also this crazy plume across the sky that some are saying was a UFO, but that the Pentagon can't seem to describe. They're at a loss for words, but others have described what it might be, and it happened off the California coast. Mystery. We'll try to unravel it. That's next on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Best thing is about elections, like this time last week, people who live and die for the politicians that they're trying to elect, they get no sleep, they're out trying to get media, and they're trying to get people to come to the rallies, so they're basically getting no sleep. When your candidate wins, then it's time that you cut loose. You see some of the worst dancing in the world at these parties and people who drink too much of the cheap wine or whatever in the room. So because there are races that are still too close to call, I guess the party's been put off. So the funky white man dance will have to wait for another time for at least some of the people that are in that question mark, nowhere man's land at this point. 1 week after Election Day, 7 House seats and 1 Senate seat still up for grabs. I told you about Alaska Joe Miller wanting to file the suit, Lisa Murkowski continuing to talk about absentee ballots, and she had a net gain of, I guess they've got altogether, actually, they've got about 13,000 more write-in ballots that were cast on Election Day that were cast votes for Miller, in other words. So there's some confusion over this. And they're saying Miller has had a net gain of 318 votes in absentee ballot counting. But see, the confusion is you've got the write-in, there are over the 13,000, whatever, write-in ballots that I mentioned, and then the majority of write-ins that are expected to go to her. So the results of the election aren't expected to be certified until November 29th, after Thanksgiving. Wow. Then you got California's 11th district. The Democratic incumbent is leading the Republican, but only by 600 votes. There are still 10,000 absentee and provisional ballots that they got to count. Also, on the left coast, the 20th district, the incumbent Democrat there, a guy named Jim Costa, barely hanging on. He picked up a couple of votes in the last couple of days, but his lead is evaporating and the Republican challenger is getting close. They might know in a couple of days. In Kentucky, in the 6th district, the Democrat Ben Chandler, who is part of the Blue Dog Coalition of Conservative Democrats, actually leads the Republican, but by less than 700 votes. In Illinois, in their 8th district, Joe Walsh, not the singer, is claiming victory, but he doesn't have much of a lead over the Democrat, Melissa Bean, because he's just 340 votes. That's it, ahead. And they still have more absentee ballots to count. So that means probably at least a week there. In New York, a couple of districts, the 1st district and the 25th district, too close, we're talking about. In the 25th district, lots of absentee military and overseas ballots that are considered valid if they arrive by the 24th. That's good news because at least their votes would count. See, that's why it matters. In the 1st district in New York, they have problems because they had errors in some of the voting machines. And the Republican in that district leads, but by less than 400, so there might be even a full recount there. In Texas, the 27th district, you have the Republican, Blake Farenthold, who has a 800-vote margin lead over the Democrat, but you got the Democrat who filed for a recount, and he's within his rights to do that, so they look like that's going to be dragged out a little bit further. Just typical midterm election, right, in the United States of America. All right, so we can't solve that mystery. We don't know yet. Some of them too close to call. The Pentagon is trying to answer the question of what were the images above the California coast sunset on Monday off that southern coastline. What they're saying, what the Pentagon is saying when they've been pressed about it, because it looks like a missile. It looks like a missile trail. They're saying that it's an airplane contrail. It's an optical illusion that looks like it's going up, where in reality it's going towards the camera. So the tip of the contrail is moving far too slowly to be a rocket. And when the sun lights it up, you can see hundreds of miles of it all the way to the horizon. So, do you think it's a story they made up, or do you think it's a good explanation? A U.S. Northern Command official who refused to be identified when he was interviewed, you know, the whole black screen thing and all that, by one of the cable news networks, said that the contrail could very well be from an airplane, and an illusion effect made that contrail appear like it was going straight up, but they don't know for sure what it was. And they say it's just, they're saying there's no evidence, it's not a missile, it's not somebody's errant missile, because of course then that's what you start to hear. And in California, that's all they're talking about. You want to talk about water cooler buzz, that's their water cooler buzz. Hey, what was the orange colored trail that looked like it was a missile that was going straight up into the sky? Was it a movie? Because everybody in L.A. and outside of L.A., they always think that it has some kind of a movie effect. Oh, there must be a movie. That is Spielberg shooting something? I don't understand. You have to check it out. I'm going to post it on the website. It does look odd. It does look like a rocket. And what happened was a news helicopter actually shot video of it. And as it's going up in the atmosphere, it is very, very strange. But I'll buy the plane explanation. Because I think they're right about the speed thing with a missile. It'd be a little bit different. However, it does make for a good conspiracy, and it certainly makes for great, great water cooler buzz. Imagine everybody talking about the fact that, ooh, it could be a movie. I'm so certain that somebody's filming something. Or maybe they say it's an optical illusion. I'm just not really sure what it is at this point, right? All right, coming up, I want to make sure that everybody knows we're going to come to a really light part of the hour, an interview with one of the main members of the Light Crust Doughboys. And if you've never heard them, their music is really good stuff. I like kind of rockabilly. It's rockabilly or Texas Western or a mix of, I don't know what you would call it, not really pop. I think rockabilly, if you know what rockabilly is, it's kind of like rockabilly. But this is a legendary band for a couple of different reasons. I don't want to give it up too much, but you'll hear that coming up in another 6-7 minutes or so. Fascinating stuff. They have a tie way back when to, would you believe it, Gene Autry. Yeah. Can't make that stuff up. Absolutely not. All right, this is part of Odds and Ends that when we talk about statistics and we talk about insurance, we talk about the health reform, because that's the big push now with the with what will be the new Congress, certainly in January. Remember, one of the things that Obama was pressing and the Democrats were talking about was not just the pre-existing conditions, but that people lacked insurance, and that if they could just get insurance, and it's what we should do in America. The CDC is pumping out some statistics that say almost 60 million people didn't have health insurance. And it's not just people that are living in poverty. According to the Centers for Disease Control, that many people had no health insurance for at least some part, maybe it was just a couple of months or longer, of a 12-month period that ended in March of this year. And of those people, most of them, you know, were about 18 to 64 years old, and they didn't have coverage. So what does it all mean? They say that the CDC is saying that the numbers mean access to care is affected. That's what it is, that private insurance coverage has been falling pretty steadily for at least the last 10 years, and the public insurance safety net helped cover the kids, but private insurance fell by 9%. So the uninsured rate is that much higher, I guess probably three times higher, in adults than it is in children. See, what I would want to know is the reasons for the lack of health coverage, because there would be a set of people that would be in there that don't want health care coverage because they think they're invincible, they're young, and they don't want to spend any extra money that might come out of the beer kitty, let's say, on health insurance. They would rather roll the dice. I don't think that's so far-fetched. Or flat out, people just think they're healthy enough and that they don't need it. So the CDC says the Affordable Care Act will cover up to 94% of the people under 65 years old by 2019. So you do it, you add up the numbers, and that's an additional 32 million Americans. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of tugging on both sides of the aisle over every single aspect of health care reform. And I mean, the Democrats will have to try to compromise, I think, with the Republicans, but the Republicans want to repeal most of what's in there. Stay with us. Music next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
I may never be as wealthy as a broker on Wall Street. I may never be as clever as some billionaires that I meet. I may never feel the power.
Welcome back to ATN. You know how I love trivia. Here's a question I don't think most of you would probably get. What band is the longest continuously operating band in music history? Were you thinking the Rolling Stones? I have to be honest. Originally, I would think the Rolling Stones. In 1962, right? Rolling Stones. But that's not it. It's this awesome band called the Light Crust Doughboys. They have stories, they have music, and they have the Stones beat by 30 years. They just put out a new CD to mark their anniversary. Couldn't be more excited. Art Greenhalgh, the Grammy award-winning leader of the group, has graciously decided to join us on the show. Art, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Great to be with you, Kate, and hello to America Tonight all over the world.
Yeah, no kidding. I guarantee there's a lot of people that have heard of you, but I don't know that they would know the question that I threw out. You have the Stones beat, like I said, by 30 years. I mean, you've been playing music forever and a day. When you jumped into this band, did you ever think it would last this long?
Well, it had already lasted a long while. The band started with Bob Wills as the leader in 1930. The band first went on the air in January of 1931, became the most popular radio program in the Southwest, and I started working with the guys in the 80s, joined full-time in 93, and it's just a fantastic tradition. We do all types of music, but of course Western swing and Texas swing is what the Light Crust Doughboys are known for originating.
And you know, and it's interesting you say that, because it is hard to nail your music. It's Southern meets kind of soul, 20th century gospel is what I would describe it. You have a truckload of Grammys. Explain that. Explain the Grammy category thing, because of really Texas Western Swing is a good way to describe it. How did you get in the category of gospel?
Well, of course, we consider ourselves a country band, and we're real, real proud of it. But country is such a broad category in the Grammys, we would find ourselves competing with Shania Twain and Garth Brooks and every progressive country artist. And since we're more roots, real, real rootsy, and since from the very beginning the Light Crust Doughboys have always done gospel music, I made the decision that I thought we could really make our mark with Southern country and bluegrass gospel music. And if you go on the website thelightcrustdoughboys.com, just make sure you put that THE, thelightcrustdoughboys.com, you'll hear a lot of our music, 8 Grammy nominations and a Grammy Award win for our tribute to James Blackwood, who recorded with us. And that's a wonderful combination of Southern gospel. The Blackwood brothers started at about the same time in the early 30s with the Light Crust Doughboys. And this very weekend we'll be in Sunnyvale, Texas, wonderful little suburb out from Dallas, doing not only Western swing music but also gospel and Christian legacy music at the Sunnyvale Pecan Harvest Festival. And people can email me at that website with questions, hear music, watch videos. We really appreciate your interest. Matter of fact, from this day forward, you, Kate, are an honorary Light Crust Dough Girl.
I love it. You don't know how excited that makes me. You guys are in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. I love Texas Western Swing and Rockabilly, so I am totally into it. I am so happy that I was introduced to your music, actually, just a couple of short weeks ago, and then found out all these really cool things. Like, I'm wondering, have you seen that movie? I want to say it was from the 30s, and of course, you would have been part of the band then, but the Light Crust Doughboys had a brush with the Autrys, with Gene Autry, in fact, and they performed Oh, Susanna. I think it is the coolest slice of old footage I've ever seen. Have you seen that footage, Art?
Oh, sure, and let me tell you this. Actually, the Light Crust Doughboys were the very first Western country band in the world to travel to Hollywood and make the Hollywood Western movies. Bob Wills, after he broke from the Light Crust Doughboys, formed a different group, and he started in Hollywood in 1940. But a neat piece of trivia for you and all of your wonderful listeners is, in 1936, the Light Crust Doughboys were chosen as the very, very first band to actually hook up with Gene Autry, and there were two movies, one The Big Show and the other one Oh, Susanna, and you'll see some abridged Oh, Susanna movies, but actually the Doughboys appear a number of times in that movie, Oh, Susanna, and it's one of the best clips. In 1936, of course, sound had come in strong, so The filming is real, real good. It's probably the best clip of any country band of that era that's in existence, and the Doughboys do Oh, Susanna, and then they morph into Tiger Rag, and those are two tunes that we still do to this day. Matter of fact, Sunnyvale will have our horn band with us. Sometimes we perform just the string band. Sometimes we add 3 horns. And in Sunnyvale, Texas, this weekend, we'll have the 3 horns, and we'll do in honor of America Tonight, Tiger Rag, since you love the Oh, Susanna Doughboys clip so much.
Ooh, I'm going to be there. Tiger Rags. I love it. I'm writing that down right now. so that we can put that out there on the blog so everybody knows that. Talk about your musical influences. We know what, you know, we get a sense of the band, and we get a sense that you like to change. There you're just talking about what you'll add and what you'll subtract, you know, five or six-man string band swing kind of thing. I mean, that's obviously at the core of what you're about, but you're pretty innovative. What really influences you, Art, when you put music together?
Well, one real, real neat thing, and one of the great, great things in our history, is that I've been able to bring my mentors and my idols into the music of the Light Crust Doughboys. I grew up with the Light Crust Doughboys and would travel all over Texas and especially North Texas as a kid listening to them. So the Doughboys and that string band music has been a great, great big influence. And the Doughboys have played electric instruments since shortly after they got back from Hollywood. Although that clip you see in Oh Susanna, the Gene Autry film, is acoustic. Shortly after that, the Doughboys went electric. So they were one of the very first bands to go electric in 1936. And we've had electric guitars since then, and of course electric basses since the 1950s. But the Jordanaires, the wonderful backing vocal band for so many of the classic country artists, including Elvis, have been a big, big influence on my career. And they have recorded many, many tracks with me personally. Matter of fact, that's the Jordanaires and Gordon Stoker and Ray Walker that you hear on Promise Keeping Man, along with Noki Edwards of the Ventures. So the Jordanaires, the Ventures, the great electric instrumental band. Noki Edwards has been a real important part of our recordings for a number of years. The great steel guitarist Tom Brumley. I brought him on Doughboys recordings in the late 90s. He was so instrumental in my music with the career of both Rick Nelson and Buck Owens. Rick Nelson more as far as my personal influence goes. And then we have our current band, one of the all-time greatest steel guitarists in the world, Maurice Reese Anderson, the developer of the MSA pedal steel, Dale Cook on drums, Jim Baker on fiddle, Kevin Bailey on guitar, me on guitar and bass. We try to have the very, very best instrumentation and vocalists anywhere in our field, and I really appreciate you playing our music. There's a lot to play. We have blues, rockabilly, as you mentioned, gospel, in addition to the more traditional country and western swing.
What if you had to pick one, and I guess this is hard because really you've got everything on the platter, but what's your favorite thing to do, Art? What's your favorite music to play?
You'll hear 80 years of southwestern and American music at every Light Crust Doughboys show, including the one this weekend. And all that information, again, is on our website, thelightcrustdoughboys.com. You can also find us at artgreenhaw.com, artgreenhaw.com. And people are welcome to call me, 972-285-5441.
All right, he summed it up best. 80 years of music, Art Greenhaw, Light Crust Doughboys. I'm honored to be a Light Crust Dough girl, and I am psyched to hear, of course, the big rendition of Tiger Rag when they're performing it this weekend. I'm sure I'm going to be out there, and a bunch of you will as well. Thanks so much for joining us, Art. We appreciate it.
Dough girl Kate, I can't wait to see you real, real soon. And would you spin our music every chance you get on your world popular America Tonight show?
We'll do it.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Art. That was terrific. We appreciate it.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
To us in Kentucky asks, what's going on with cholera in Haiti? That question popped up in an email that he sent to AmericaTonight.net. We're going to get to that, Joe, I promise, in a second when we check the mail. But before we do that, one quick thing. Did you ever Google your street? Did you ever do that? Did you ever Google yourself? They say you should Google yourself at least once a week to make sure some crazy story isn't up there or some weird thing hasn't popped up. Whether it's personal, professional, whatever. Isn't that crazy that you have to look yourself up once a week? I don't know that I buy that you have to do that, but I guess before you go to a job interview, maybe you want to check to see what's floating around out there. But the Google Street View, which is actually pretty cool, people who are going to look for houses, or now when you look at maps and you're trying to pull them up, even GPS, sometimes it'll pull them up, you can see clearer where your destination is. So check this out. This is what happened. The Google Street View actually showed a thief, a caravan thief. So in other words, somebody who had doors open, had their vehicle was being stuffed with things that he was getting out of the house, and it helped police identify the burglar, the culprit, whatever you want to call him, because he seemed like he sort of belonged. When you look at the picture, he had this SUV and he was in the driveway acting like, I guess, he belonged there. And what he was doing is he was unloading stuff from their home and casually putting it in his SUV and then driving away. But what it was is, what happened, is that the street view images showed it. You could actually see the images, and that helped the cops nail this idiot who was pulling up to these driveways and was pulling stuff out like he belonged there. I mean, I guess that's a new trick in the book, isn't it? Or maybe this is what you do when you try to rip people off in their homes, since I know nothing about it other than my conversations with detectives. But if you look like you blend in, I'm sure that's part of it. But he was really trying to blend in, I guess hoping the neighbors would think, I don't know, he was some kind of relative or something. So how about the Google Street View coming up with that, actually looking up, and what happened, by the way, how they thought of the Google Street thing is this 11-year-old looked up his family's house and saw the guy standing in the driveway right near the family's camper and saw the things that were coming out. That's when you can't yell at your kids about being on the computer too much. And that's what then led to the police being able to nab the guy. By the way, this happened in England, so not here in the United States. However, it's the same theory. Just go and Google and see if you notice anything out of place in your yard, just to give you an idea. All right, without further ado, enough of this nonsense. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. All right, let's start with Joe, because, you know, my mind is like a sieve, and who knows, I'll forget these questions. But he asked about cholera, because we've been talking about what's going on in light of the outbreak in Haiti. Unfortunately, you have that tent city, and the chances of more people, because it's so contagious, of more people getting it, how sad it is pretty good. So what's happened now is you have people in some of these charities that are bringing in fresh water to try to stop this surge of cholera, because it's about the hand washing, all that stuff, and fresh water. Because of the lack of the fresh water, it started what now has become a little mini epidemic. Even in Port-au-Prince, there's about 70 new cases, and health workers can see it. They can see cases coming up in what they call the shanty towns and the muddy tent camps that I was talking about. And this is a very overcrowded city, let's face it. You have terrible water canals that are, I mean, they're putrid is the way to describe it, and they're slums. So the fear is that you're going to see more and more cholera creep up, and cholera is a killer, and it's also something that spreads so fast. Doctors Without Borders are doing a lot of work there, and they say they're seeing a lot of severe symptoms at some of the places where they're treating people in the last 3 days. It's been particularly bad. You know, Port-au-Prince has about, I don't know, maybe 3 million people or so, and about half of those have been living in homeless situations, pretty dire straits, actually, since January 12th when earthquake just ripped through the capital there. And there are so many people that have given aid, and there's still so many charities that are doing a lot there. But out of sight, out of mind, there every day there's a new catastrophe in Indonesia with the volcano, with the tsunami, and people move on to whatever the next tragedy is. So they're really having trouble with clean water, clean water, the sanitation, the medical care, all of that, leaving just millions of Haitians in some difficult straits, I think. All right, so let's go to a couple of other emails. Here's one from Pop, and Pop says, Kate, did you see the pictures of that errant missile in the sky? What gives? Do you think the military is trying to cover something up? Do you think it's just a crazy airline trail? Do you think that there's something more to it, or not much to it at all? Wow. Well, here's the thing. We talked about this at the top. The contrail, I guess that's what it's called, a contrail, it might be an optical illusion, because it happened at sunset and it looked like it went straight up, and it was a helicopter in Los Angeles, a traffic copter, that actually captured the image. And the image is pretty cool looking, actually, because of the sunset in the background, but it does look like a missile. It looks like that's what you're seeing that's in the air. But what the military has said is, come on, you know, there's no missile. There's no errant missile that went off. I mean, Vandenberg Air Force Base isn't too far away, and they do have missile capabilities, but they're saying there's no missile there. That's not what it is, that it's just something that's baffling to people and something that's causing a lot of conversation, but there's nothing more to it than it's probably something from an airplane that went up and went straight up and looks like it's more of a missile contrail. Does that answer the question? There you go. This one's from Doc. Kate, Elizabeth Smart, go girl, go. Have you been talking about what's happening with her in court? She has to be the bravest young woman. I think if I were her father, I would want to sock that idiot in the face along with his dopey wife. What do you think? All right, pretty opinionated stuff. I love that. Elizabeth Smart is pretty brave. She has been going through this whole thing for how many years now? She's 23. Think about this. She was 14 when he stuck a knife in her face and abducted her when she was sleeping in her house in Salt Lake City. And 9 months later, luckily, someone saw her walking in a suburb of Salt Lake City and reported it. That's how they caught this idiot Mitchell, Brian David Mitchell, who faces life in prison if he's convicted of this kidnapping and unlawful transportation of a minor. That's the charges across the state lines with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. I don't see how they just don't nail him to the wall, frankly. I don't see how that doesn't happen. And good for Elizabeth Smart because she's doing her part. She's saying and describing some pretty hard things. I mean, terrible things when you listen to what she's saying that he brought pornography into the camp and he would say terrible things about women and that he was constantly raping her. She was 14 years old. 14 years old. So I like the comment about if I were the father, I'd want to deck this guy. Of course, I'm sure he does. Elizabeth Smart's father was pretty active in keeping her name out there. If you remember, he was on a lot of talk shows saying he believed that she was alive. And, you know, 5 months later, 6 months later, 8 months later, and here it was 9 months before this weird thing happened and they were able to capture him and rescue Elizabeth Smart. I think the most disturbing thing to me besides this Mitchell character is the wife and the fact that she just went along with it. You got to be kidding me. I mean, what's that about? And I think both of them are toast. I can't imagine that any jury is not going to just leave them in a hole forever and a day, especially when you look at the charges and what they did and her age at the time and all that sort of stuff. All right, if you have any thoughts just like those that we just read, feel free to ship them to me, americatonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.